the state is seeking a lesser assault charge in the case of Daniel Meisner, who fired shots at Charlie Smith in a residential neighborhood in Bethel earlier this year. Evidence that could have supported a charge of attempted murder was not submitted. Jean Peltola, who witnessed the shooting, says Meisner's intent was clearly to kill his victim. KYUK's Adrian Wagner reports Peltola's account wasn't factored into the case.
In a stance like he was shooting at a target, holding the weapon in two hands, fast as he could pull the trigger, he shot 5-6 times.
Gene Peltola, director of ONC, Bethel's Native Council, says he reported what he saw to the chief of police, Andrea Shea, but was never called in to give his account on record. As a result, the district attorney, Michael Gray, did not hear from Peltola before offering Meisner a deal that would reduce his jail time from 8 years to just 9 months.
I'm not going to say that, that would have made a difference, because I don't know that it would have. But I didn't know about the guy.
Gray says in a case like this one, he looks for more than just, did the gun go off?
Whenever you're deciding to resolve a case, you look at the conduct, you look at the criminal history, you look at what happened, and whether that person, you consider them to be a danger to the community or somebody that did something because they were drunk and stupid.
From the reports the DA has, there were two witnesses. One says Meisner was shooting the gun to kill, and the other one says he shot in the air, maybe to scare the victim. But Peltola's account seems to add weight to the idea that there was intent to kill.
They took my hat for evidence.
That's the victim, Charlie Smith, who says police took the hat he was wearing during the shooting that had a hole from a bullet grazing his head. That hat, which would seem to confirm that at least one bullet was not fired randomly into the air, but towards Smith, is in police custody. This piece of evidence seems to negate the idea that Meisner was not shooting at his victim and supports Peltola's version of events. Though Smith says police took the hat, it too never made it to the DA and thus could not contribute to the case. But again, the DA isn't convinced that it would have made a difference in the deal Meisner got.
My goal in prosecuting this case is to get him in jail for a while because I think jail is a pedagogical device, a teaching device. It helps people learn a lesson. But, you know, at some point, the lesson's learned.
Police Chief Andrea Shea chose not to comment on this story after being contacted via email. In Bethel, I'm Adrian Wagner.